This is the Management 291 podcast, Surviving Organizational Behavior, produced by governanceproject.org. So welcome to the Management 291 end of semester special podcast. We were going to finish them last week, but I've got a very special guest this week. One of our students, Isabella Tersini, who's agreed to come and talk to us about MUDEC, Europe, the course, courses, everything. So welcome, Isabella.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, very pleased to have you. So why don't you start off by introducing yourself a little bit, about your background, what degree you're doing?
So I am a junior at Miami, and I am a finance major, and I have a management minor.
Okay. You are heading towards what kind of a future? What's your future aspirations? What are you heading towards?
I've had a couple different internships to see what I like within finance, but I'm mostly interested in a career in corporate finance. I'm interested in Fortune 500 companies and their financial statements and equity research. So that's kind of my interest.
Right. You mentioned you've been doing some internships, and you've had one here as well, I understand.
Yeah, I'm currently interning for European Capital Partners, which is an asset management firm, and they have taught me a lot about their own equity research process and how they value companies. And I'm doing business development for them, so I'm also working on their client relation process and how they improve client relationships. And yeah, it's been a really good experience, and I really enjoy it.
And that was organized through MUDEC?
So Andy Adams just knows someone who works at ECP and reached out to them. And this past summer, a MUDEC student interned for ECP. So that's kind of how the connection happened.
Well, sounds like you've been very, very busy. No time to travel, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you decide to come to MUDEC? I mean, Oxford, life in Oxford is pretty comfortable, no?
Yeah, life in Oxford is very comfortable, and I wasn't interested in coming to MUDEC, but my brother and my sister and my brother's wife all did the MUDEC program, and they told me that I absolutely had to do it, and it just wasn't an option. So I came, and I just could not recommend it enough. It's really been the best experience of my life.
Okay, so they were pretty confident you'd come back a happy
family. Yeah, they were like, no question, you have to go. And so I did, and I'm glad I did.
So what courses did you choose then? You decided to come to MUDEC, and you had to make a choice of different courses. What did you choose?
So MUDEC worked really well for me because I have a major and minor in the business school. But in order to graduate, because Miami is a liberal arts school, I needed 55 hours outside of the business school. So I was able to take two requirements for marketing and management. And then I was also able to take credits outside the business school, like German, architecture, international studies, and then I'm getting credits for my internship and then the other Luxembourg credits.
Yeah, good. and you chose to obviously do Management 291. That's how we got to know each other. That was part of your necessary credits, I believe, in the business school?
Yeah, so I've actually taken other management classes in the business school. I was able to jump over 291 because I knew I was going to be coming here, and so I saved it, and it's required for all farmer students, but it's specifically interesting to me because it is my minor.
So you planned it long in advance?
I planned it long in advance.
We're very privileged. Thank you. And what were you then expecting? Were you expecting to have the same kind of course experience that you had back in Oxford? And have you felt that there was anything different about the way things happened here, the way we ran the course?
I was not expecting to have all the quizzes. I will say that this class was more difficult than I expected it to be. In my previous management classes, I didn't have many quizzes. It was just two big written exams, and not many, maybe some small papers, but this course, I felt like it was very in-depth. We really focused on the textbook, and we did a very in-depth analysis of just organizational culture and governance.
So in terms of, apart from the quizzes, which as we've discussed is something which the students have asked for consistently,
yeah.
I don't understand it myself, but
I
if they want it, they can
it
have
it.
You don't understand it either, okay. But what did you get out of the course then? I mean, you obviously you said we went through the textbook, we went through all the basic curriculum, obviously. Mm-hmm. Was there anything else you got out of the course?
I think just really understanding how important strategic management is and how you really can utilize company culture and governance to improve all aspects of your organization, and how it's not just about the bottom line. We really need to invest in people and invest in the organization holistically in order for your company to excel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you see this having any application to your life going forward, in your career or life in general?
Yeah, I mean, I hope to manage people one day. I was recently elected as the president of the largest business organization at Miami, which is Women in Business. And
Very good.
This
a cause we all believe in.
Yeah, yes, a cause we should all believe in. And so management and understanding how to create an appropriate and a strategic culture to manage people and be effective and efficient is very important. And so this class is definitely teaches us just the inner workings of what it means to be a manager and how to assess different capabilities within your employees and how to improve your environments.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us quickly about women in business? What are you trying to achieve there?
So women in business, our motto is to unite, enable, and inspire. So we have over 200 girls in our organization, and we have weekly speakers and workshops, and we go on corporate trips to Chicago, Columbus, Cincinnati. It's mostly just to enable the girls in the business school or outside of the business school interested in business to feel empowered as a businesswoman and to feel like they can create a network of their own to excel in the business world and see what they like and what they don't like. And yeah.
Well, that sounds very worthwhile. Well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Did you feel that we covered the gender subjects well enough in this course?
I do. I think we talked a lot more about that than I thought we would, and I really appreciated it.
So to get back to the MUDIC experience, how did that affect you? How do you feel about what you got out of that?
I really feel like overall the MUDIC experience is about finding your own personal potential and just really maximizing your own potential. You're able to take classes. A lot of people have the opportunity to intern, and that is not common in Oxford. People really do not do many internships while they're taking classes in Oxford. And so you're able to take classes, some people intern, and then you travel to a new country every weekend and you are faced with an unlimited number of challenges, and you just really are able to become a person that who really is able to navigate life in a new way, and you're able to come home with a wealth of perspective and you're able to appreciate diversity and culture in a whole new way.
Have you been keeping a diary?
I've been keeping a journal. It's not updated for a couple weeks, but I'll work on that when I get home. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to remember how you feel when you're in these crazy situations that MUDIC students experience.
So you've seen a lot of places. The thing about Europe, of course, is that everywhere you go has a very different culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think a markedly different culture. You notice the differences. Has there been anything in particular that you feel you've learned most from? Any particular country where you've had a perspective thrown at you that sort of has made you think, wow, I really hadn't expected that?
I would say being able to compare countries where the people are friendlier versus not as friendly. And so you feel when you go to certain countries, like this past weekend in Dublin, Ireland, it just felt like so warm and welcoming. And just understanding that as a person, I want to seem like that. I want to be a warm and welcoming person. And in general, I want to live in a place that is warm and welcoming. And that's also the motto in Copenhagen, is they want their culture to feel warm and simple and happy. And so it was just very interesting to me to compare the differences between the people in the countries and if they were interested in having tourism or if you were felt more like an outsider. That was very interesting to me. And what the most interesting to me probably overall was just the public transportation and everything in Europe, because where we're from in the Midwest of America, you just only use your car and then you can fly, but you always have to have a connecting flight, and having to navigate all the trains and using buses and having quick direct flights, that has been just really a very cool experience. And you realize that that's in certain ways, that's a better experience than we have in the US. But yeah, it's definitely, there's a very different culture in each place, and it was a very amazing experience to get to experience a small piece of each one.
Mm-hmm. So apart from having enhanced your logistical expertise and ability, mm-hmm. Do you feel that you're going back a slightly different person?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going back a different person. I think I have become a more laid back person, because we had to go 16 weeks of traveling, and things just, you're with groups and you can't always be doing what you want to be doing. So I think I'm just more open to ideas and, oh, you want to go do this? That sounds great. And I strongly value diversity and culture, especially in the workplace. Working at ECP, it's a wonderfully diverse place, and so I fully understand how important different perspectives are in your life and in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about going home now? It's just a few more exams to go, and then
yeah,
you're heading back for Christmas.
11 days. I'm sad. I feel like I blinked and I traveled to 16 countries, and then I'm going to show up in Ohio, and it's just kind of been a whirlwind. But I'm excited to go home and see everyone, but I'm definitely going to miss Luxembourg very much. I think this is a great place to have lived for a semester.
And do you have any final parting message for the next semester's cohort? A piece of advice?
Yeah, I would say just go for it. If you see something online and you think somewhere sounds cool, just go for it. If you think something seems out of reach, it's not. And you can really accomplish anything that you want to. And I think that's a huge lesson that we all learned this semester, is you can literally do anything you put your mind to.
And of course, you highly recommend this course.
Yeah, yes, I highly recommend taking this course. It was a beneficial experience.
Yeah, that was said under total pressure. So, well, thank you very much, Isabel. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the luck with the exam, which is coming up next week.
Yes.
And of course, I wish you a very safe journey home and a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Bye. That was the Management 291 podcast with Michael Schweiger and Anthony Smith-Meyer. Music by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. Thank you for listening.